Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Hi, Benny.
Oh, Frankie.
How are you?
I am excelental.
Are you?
As they say in Mexico.
Yes, because everything ends in ental.
I'm excelentalo. No, look. What do they say in Mexico?
There is a place called Teotihuacan.
Oh, there is Teotihuacan.
Is that where you're going with that one?
I love a chocolate mole.
Mole, yes. So how was your week?
My week was excellent.
Recovered from carnival?
Oh, well and truly.
I heard you did a wonderful job without me.
Yes. Can we not talk about that?
Oh, why can't we talk about it?
Oh, the memories of being left abandoned just hurt me, my soul. Did you see the dumb bitch that fell into the pool in that shopping?
Yes, I did.
That is the best film clip I've ever seen in my whole life.
It was quite hilarious. Because she was so enthralled with her text.
We should get her on the show.
I don't know if she's kind of in that frame
what's
of mind.
Her name's something like Calamity Jane Jose or something.
Is it?
I don't know.
Did they put her name up?
Yes.
They did.
Well, she's suing the shopping centre or something because... Now, the story, did you see what happened?
I did watch the film clip.
She was texting whilst walking.
Yeah, so she was never text and walk.
Oh.
You've had a few incidents yourself.
She was texting while trying to walk in the middle of the supermarket, in the
shopping centre.
Shopping mall. Mm. And, of course, in the middle of the shopping mall, there's a big fountain.
It's not a swimming pool.
It was a fountain. And she walked straight into the wall and, flipped over and fell into the pool.
I love that flip.
I know. But she didn't say that. They didn't mention anything about the phone not working afterwards.
Were you interested?
Yeah. I want to know how you pick yourself up with all that shopping and walk out
she got
soaking
out.
Wet.
She got up out of there with the bag in her hand and just walked out of that place.
I know.
Like nothing had happened.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do. You've got to just pretend you've just come out of some sort of modelling contract or photo shoot. But can you imagine, I don't know, I haven't really, I've put it up on my Facebook, but I haven't really cottoned on to what everyone's thinking about it because now she's suing because she said that no one came to her aid.
Is that the real reason?
Well, the Two Fat Lattes are coming to your aid, beige lady. And you know what I would say to her?
What would you say to her?
Do you know, I was watching something about royal weddings the other night. I was watching one of those channels on You Pay For. They were talking about,
You Pay For.
The life story of Fergie. Not
Fergie.
Not from the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergalicious.
No, not her. The other one. The one that sucks rich man's feet.
I am glad you said feet.
Yeah. She did an explanation of what that photo was about.
Oh, really?
She said they were doing a reenactment of Cinderella.
Right.
And she happened to stick her foot
in his gob
behind her ear. And she was saying how her foot, he was trying, the glass slipper happened to be in his mouth.
Is she serious?
Yes. She's not well.
She didn't put that on camera.
Yeah, she
did.
That
explanation.
Well, no, she said that they were talking about Cinderella and that how Cinderella had a glass, how her foot had to go into the glass slipper.
Yeah.
And somehow
not into his gob.
She forgot to mention what an investment banker his mouth and her big toe had to do with it. I wish I could interview her. It was Fergie.
Yeah, it was Fergie.
Sarah Ferguson.
Yes.
That's her name.
But they did used to call her Fergie.
Her name was Big Ginge. Well, she was Ginge. She still is Ginge.
She's Big Ginge.
She's Big Ginge. Anyway, all I was going to say was her office, she was working for some She was working for some
office. So that wasn't what you're going to say.
Her office was actually on the 103rd floor of the World Trade Center.
Right.
And she was actually late for work the morning the plane crashed.
I'm not following you, but...
Anyway, you know how I love conspiracy theories.
You do love a conspiracy.
Well, that one didn't work because she actually did roll up late.
Yeah.
So, bad luck.
This week on television, Oprah's Australian adventure returned to Channel 10.
Melbourne rocks our world.
I've never seen a welcome like this in my life.
And of course, she made a visit to an average Australian in Toorak.
Megan and her husband, Paul, have friends over for a taco party.
Settle down.
There is a taco establishment.
I can truly say this was a taco night to remember.
Get your fingers out of it.
The Two Fat Lattes. They're crazy about tacos. Just not Oprah's.
Leave the taco alone.
Joy 94.9.
Are you right, Benny?
I just love taco.
Oh, she did it. She did a taco night in Toorak.
Taco night. Of course you did.
Or where all the average Australians live.
What do you do when you?
Why don't you go down to Sunshine?
Of course, you go to Melbourne. You come to Melbourne. You go to a taco night.
A Mexican, very authentic Australian.
Don't even bring cuisine. Don't bring Mexican into it. It's just a taco night. Oh. I had to take a deep breath. Let's compose. You got
I'm composed.
Are your pearls still on?
Still on.
Did you watch Oprah?
You know what? I taped it like every good
you taped?
Aussie.
Not on a VCR.
No, I've moved on. I'm digital now.
So is she. She's gone digital.
So I didn't watch last night, which is the taco night, but I watched the night before.
Oh, I missed taco night too. Now I'm spewing.
So what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, I didn't see. I saw the night when they arrived.
So when she was swinging around watching the koalas mate and...
Oh, yes, the koalas humped each other.
Yes.
Because it's very rare to see them hump.
It was rare. Maybe,
well, maybe it's all the taco energy. She zapped them with a bit of va-va juice.
And I saw the Curtis Stone one where they had the 10 tenors singing to them on a beach, you know, Whitehaven Beach.
That was
a low TT.
Sickening. And then like all those boys in boardies, they brought out all the seafood platters.
Our producer Paul did watch it.
Oh, did you?
So he's got some commentary.
I'll stick producer Paul on. Hello, darling.
Well, yeah, I did see little bits, not of her taco, thank God.
Oh, you didn't see big bits.
Apparently they gave her a cake, which was actually her humping a kangaroo.
No.
Yes.
No.
And they said, that's traditional. I'm like, no, it's not.
What, humping a kangaroo?
Yes.
What, a person?
Without humping. A VB first. Did they get her pissed first?
Oh, yeah. She stayed there for 2 hours, apparently, at the Toorak Mansion.
Oh, really?
And what's his name? Ross Wilson, the guy who did Eagle Rock, you know, the old person's music.
Eagle Rock?
Yeah, he was...
What's that?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Oh. He was playing in front of their tennis court.
Who is he?
Because that's very average Australian.
Who is it?
Don't worry, Benny. I'll explain later.
Oh, I thought it was someone really famous.
Yes. Never. And then they climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh, did they?
And they had an issue, because what happened was they climbed to the top. Gail, the girlfriend or the whatever, you know.
She was flapping in the wind.
Well, apparently.
Like her name.
She didn't like heights.
She doesn't like getting on top.
No. And then the whirlycopter came along to take a shot. It ran out of petrol and they had to go and wait 25 minutes. And she was like, I can't do
were
this.
They gonna, oh, were they going to airlift her off the top?
No, they just wanted to take a big shot and take off.
Airlift her.
So they left Gail on top.
Well, I wish they would have.
We've got some people docking with us as we speak.
Really?
Frank. Yes, we've just
talk docked. About them.
We've just docked with Dave. Dave docked in very silently, very slippery. While we weren't looking, he sort of docked in. And Peter from London also docked in. Dave's in London too. So all our UK listeners docking in as we speak.
Fabulous.
One of our listeners is out in a shopping centre said, the bloody beige have littered the supermarkets with hot cross buns.
What is that? What's going on?
Is it hot cross bun already?
No. This is the problem.
Isn't hot cross bun in Easter?
Yeah, and Easter is actually late this year.
It's the 22nd of April.
That's right.
So why have we got hot cross buns now?
Well, in February? I think we need to ask our commercial one of providers.
One of those supermarket buyers got their diary.
Yeah, but even
mixed
the eggs
up.
Are out.
The eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate eggs?
As soon as Christmas is over, the eggs were out.
No.
Benny, where have you been?
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious.
Can we have, is there some sort of, are we able to dock with some sort of spy cam inside a supermarket?
You can walk into any, they're there.
I don't believe it.
No, they're there.
But it's not even Lent.
It has not even Lent.
We're halfway through this. The summer solstice hasn't even finished.
Benny, I'm totally in agreement with you.
Wow, okay.
Yes. He's gobsmacked for the first time.
I am very gobsmacked because, you know, I love protocol. And I
that
also,
ain't no protocol.
There's a big hello here from the Melbourne City Baths where the staff and hunters enjoy listening to Luke and Dolly.
What are the hunters? Staff and... Oh, punters.
Punters. it's the Frank, soup? Just move on. Just sweetie. I wanted to talk about my neighbour's front area.
Well, we've touched on his front area before.
But now it's his wife. Oh. Because she had a very dry front area, like mine. You know how my front area is in
yours
the shade?
Yours is really dry.
my front doesn't see the sun. I've got, because of the overhang... the overhang, like my front area is always in shade. So things don't, I try and grow little bushes, but they don't grow. But I noticed that I was so jealous of my neighbour's frontal area.
Which is her frontal area.
Well, she doesn't
on
have to,
a, on a different she side.
To, she just has to poke around a bit, and the next thing you know, she's got a massive bush growing. She does, without even trying, she gets bush. And like, I am gagging for a bit of bush around my front area.
Wow.
It's so dry and desolate.
I don't know if you can do anything like that. Because
I even thought maybe a little hydrangea or something around there.
They grow anywhere.
Even a geranium, you know, I even tried geranium and geranium died.
You can't kill a geranium.
My front area can kill anything. It's just, I need to get
geraniums do require a lot of sun.
I was going to ask her if she wouldn't mind if, like, maybe like on a hot day I can put my bush on her front area. Do you think she'd be open to that?
It is the Homo Helpline. It is just after 8 o'clock. And Benny, we've got one that was lodged a couple of days ago, actually.
Kenny writes, Dear Blarte and Flarte, Dr. Blarte, Dr. Flarte, my friends and I need both of your help to put an integration, is that right? An integration?
Yeah.
On our friend...
It's like an intervention.
Like an intervention.
But it's a homosexual one.
Right, it's an integration. On our friend Alex. Alex lives in a household of beige, a femme beige screamer and a super beige in the suburb of Port Melbourne in the industrial area.
Is that relevant?
I don't know.
Right.
He's just priming the canvas.
Doing the picture it.
Yes. So now all our listeners have got Port Melbourne industrial area in their sights and they've kind of put the Lego pieces of two beige flatmates. Alex is feeling he is the only gay in the village.
Right.
According to him, gays who live in Port Melbourne are either attached or closeted or at worst MBAs.
Graduates.
He says the MBA means a married but available.
Oh.
So married, you know, like they're in a relationship, but they're on the prowl.
Right.
They're trawling. Those MBAs seem to hang around the industrial grounds and parks of Port Melbourne and give him
he's very knowledgeable.
And give him the creeps when he's walking home at night in the dark.
Oh,
suck it up, Alex.
Do you reckon?
Oh.
Is that the problem?
First of all.
Shall we finish the sentence?
Let's finish the sentence. We're afraid he might be developing some sort of glitter phobia, beige diction, or super dick addiction.
He's not fished out soon.
Right, okay, Kenny. So that's from Kenny and his friends. So what's the picture? Alex lives in a grey household. Not a gay household. He lives in a grey household. And this young gay is scared to walk past the park at night because he fears that there are
there's boogeymen following him.
There's boogie oogies. Like the gay.
But is that the issue? Because it's saying the other thing is that
I think the issue is he hasn't been able to find anyone in the general Port Melbourne area.
But he needs to go further afield.
Well, when
he's limiting himself.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how that helps.
It's saying that he needs to go further afield.
He needs to broaden his perspective, doesn't he?
He does. Is he attached?
He needs to visit the suburbs of Kensington, maybe walk through Flemington.
Prahran?
Maybe Prahran on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, really? On a Sunday afternoon?
Well, that's when I think the gay are more receptive on a Sunday afternoon, on a Sunday day.
Are they more relaxed?
Well, by then, they're coming out of they've come out of the cocoon. The alcohol-induced cocoon of Saturday night.
By 2 o'clock
midday. You can't do Pieran in the morning. There's no point.
There'd be no one there.
It's just beige in the morning. Any self-respecting man of colour, or woman of colour for that matter, are asleep.
Yes, that's
aren't
true.
They? But you could possibly do Brunswick in the morning.
Oh,
Northcote any time of the day. Couldn't you?
You could.
Box Hill, there's no one
Box
there.
Box Hill?
There's no one there. None of our people live there, do they?
Oh, there might be
there
odd
might
one.
There might be one lost one. We're doing a bit of a geographical survey.
You are,
aren't
you?
We?
But I think the issue is that, who is it? His friend, he didn't say his friend's name was.
Alex.
He? Oh, Alex. He's feeling a bit lonely. Obviously, he needs to experience the gay world a bit more.
Look, Kenny, sometimes life is like the Titanic. Frank?
Why?
Well, there's only enough lifeboats for a few of the fabulous ones. From Stuart, I wonder if you could help me with a recent issue. Very recently, a very hot boy I met over Christmas, we started an amazing and somewhat intense relationship with me.
Oh, okay.
So far, so good. Then he started saying that I was too nice and happy all the time.
But how is that a problem if someone's too nice?
Yeah.
How does that become a problem?
It is a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Too nice.
That's my problem.
You're too nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Nice people don't copulate. you don't do
no, ni- hang on.
You don't do nice people.
But he's saying that he's met a guy,
yeah,
and they have an intense relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear ya.
Well, an intense relationship usually means sexual relations.
No, it doesn't actually.
Doesn't it?
No. Well, intense means problematic.
Does it?
Yes. Because if they were having fabulous sex, it wouldn't be intense. Because you sort of back off because you don't want to lose it.
Okay.
You become easygoing.
Right.
Because you have to.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but yes.
So if you become intense, you're kind of like trying too hard.
Yes.
Yes. I think we're on the same page.
I think so.
Now, let me just see here that he's always too nice and happy all the time. Apparently, he was looking for an occasion. Oh, he's looking for occasional displays of anger.
Oh, well, this is ridiculous. Sorry. I find that completely ridiculous. I would get rid of him.
See, he's looking for you.
Why?
What you just did then. That's what that guy's looking for. I call it salt. He's looking for a pinch of salt. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously this guy here, his name's Stuart or Stu.
Yeah.
Stu is, he's kind of like.
You're saying Stu needs to harden up.
Well, Stu could possibly, he's selling himself as a casserole with a very sweet edge. Do you know what I mean? Like almost like a, like Pavlova on top of the casserole.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
Are you saying that's what he's doing?
His boyfriend, he's sensing the casserole-ness of Stu. The casserolity of him. But what Stu lacks...
It's a little ironic that his name's Stu.
Is a bit... what Stu lacks is a good pinch of salt.
Oh.
You know, sometimes you just want to see the reality of the situation.
So salt brings it out.
Salt draws out false smiles. Do you know what I mean?
So how do you throw a pinch of salt at someone?
Well, I don't think you can. Sometimes you've got to develop your own salt. Your own flavour.
Yeah.
And sometimes that flavour is about your perspective.
Look, to be quite honest, I feel that Stu will probably find somebody to his liking.
Stu needs to go out with me because I used to be very bread-like. So
you soak it up.
I would soak up Stu. Do you know what I mean? He and I... I'd be so soaking that up.
You'd be in sync.
And I'm not over, you know, people think I'm always happy.
Yeah.
But I'm really salty sometimes. I can be dry and abrasive and I've got the
salt.
That
doesn't come out on air.
No.
That abrasiveness.
People are shocked. Listeners have been stopped in their tracks.
They have.
Mm.
But now, let me just see. Now, do you think the fact that he wrote in pink and had a yellow background?
Yes. Stu's got some very big problems. He says here, now my problem is I simply don't do anger. I work in retail. Okay, we're stopping right there now. So Stu's got some really big problems and the two fat lattes cannot help him because he works in retail and loves it.
Oh, but, you know, that can happen.
Anyone that deals with the general public and loves it has got some really big issues. Now, we've got another one here. You guys are cracking me up with all that Darwinian theory and cracking up amidst the static. Oh, really? All the way down here in Geelong. Wish me luck as I venture into a beige Geelong pub for a Palmer before picking up my sister at Avalon.
Wow.
Woohoo, Friday night. And that comes from Operative Matthew. Rainbow Operative Matthew, all the way down in, what's that area of Melbourne called?
The West, Geelong.
Doesn't it have like a code name? Or
a code name?
Doesn't it have like, it's not.
What? What would you say?
I don't know. Like, it's not the inner north. It's not
the outer west.
Oh, is that? It's boring. Can't it have something, some other name?
We're talking about Geelong, aren't
we?
Yeah.
Or down that general area, the Geelong.
The Bellarine.
That's what I was looking for. The Bellarine Peninsula.
Do you like that better?
Is it a peninsula?
It is a peninsula.
Well, that's what we'll call it. The Bellarine. So there you go, Matthew. Matthew, our operative down there.
Yeah.
Someone else sent us a message. There's this lovely little message here. It says, "God bless the two fat lattes. Check out this link." Now I checked it. This guy, I don't even know who. I don't know who it was. Someone sent us this video footage from Midsummer.
Yes.
And it's just behind the Joy tent. Now it must have happened just after I left.
What happened?
There was a massive Lezzo fight. There was a massive. There was taco on the hill. There was a massive...
Oh, no.
And someone caught it on film and it's like so feral. And all of a sudden, there's like a Lezzo avalanche. Like there was like a Lezzo landslide.
What do you mean?
Because the Joy tent was up on top of the hill.
Yes.
And there were two lesbians that started a fight and it ended up starting this mob. So this huge group of women just started punching each other, like fighting. And then all of a sudden one tripped and then the whole lot just rolled down the hill. It was a Lezzo landslide. Do you know what I did on Monday night?
What did you do?
I did Zumba.
Did you?
I was.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It was very.
Apparently, it's quite addictive.
It was very scary.
Why?
I was the only gay in the village.
Oh, it's all right.
No, it was.
Did you have a good time?
There was lots of ladies.
It's all right.
But someone told me that one of the girls at work said it's very intimidating when there's a man in the room.
Oh, for the ladies.
Yes, I didn't realise I was putting people off their game. Because, you know, if they have to bend over, you know, that they feel very uncomfortable.
Why don't you go up the front?
But I wanted to just tell the. I might next week, I might just stand up and say, look, I'm not interested in your cracks. Feel free to bend over. Show me the Monte Carlo. Do the taco. Whatever you like. It's not, you know, I'm not there for that. But I've got a message here from Craig in London. He says, hello, Benny. Listening to you live from London, my boyfriend introduced me to you and Frank on iTunes and I podcast. Absolutely love you guys. I sit on the bus on my way to work and shake with laughter.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And his boyfriend, Dave, sent me a photo. I said, what does your boyfriend look like? And he sent me a photo and I said, oh, he is lovely. And then I thought his photo came up and I said, does he have any clothes that actually fit him?
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.